Hello, I'm Naomi Lewin. Welcome to Classics for Kids. Robert and Clara Schumann were a husband and wife musician-composer team that was formed when Robert Schumann married his teacher's daughter. But Robert Schumann wasn't the only musician who married into a musical family. Antonín Dvořák was a famous composer and teacher. He had a student named Josef Suk. Dvořák thought Suk's music was a bit too mopey, so he told him to write something more cheerful. Suk did that by painting a musical portrait of the woman he was in love with, Dvořák's daughter. And then Suk married her. Marriage also brought a pair of musical families together when opera composer Richard Wagner married pianist composer Franz Liszt's daughter Cosima. This is a piano transcription, an arrangement that Franz Liszt made of music from an opera by his son-in-law Wagner. Opera and marriage were things that another pair of musical families had in common. Wolfgang Amadeus Mozart married Constanze Weber, whose older sister sang one of the leading roles in the first performance of Mozart's opera, The Magic Flute. The Weber girls were cousins of another opera composer, Carl Maria von Weber. Wolfgang and Constanze Mozart's son, Franz Xaver Mozart, was also a musician. And, of course, Wolfgang Amadeus Mozart's teacher was also a composer, his father, Leopold. But the Mozarts were not the greatest musical dynasty. Johann Sebastian Bach belonged to a family that included 300 years worth of town musicians, organists, and choir directors. Male members of the Bach family trained their younger relatives to go into the family business. One of the people who taught Johann Sebastian Bach was his uncle, Johann Michael. Johann Michael Bach had a daughter named Barbara who wound up marrying her second cousin, namely Johann Sebastian. He continued the family tradition by teaching his sons. The most famous of them were the second oldest, Carl Philipp Emanuel, and his youngest son, Johann Christian Bach. There are other families with more than one famous musician, but I'll have to save them for another time. Now here's music that one of the composers in the Schumann family wrote for another member of the family, Robert Schumann's Album for the Young. The Reaper's Song from Robert Schumann's Album for the Young. When you reap what you sow, you get a harvest. Next week on Classics for Kids, music for the harvest season. I'm Naomi Lewin. I write Classics for Kids and produce it with Tim Lanter at WGUC Cincinnati. Please join me again for more Classics for Kids.